From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. People come from far and wide to hike the Manitou Incline, especially now that it's legal. Rain, shine, or even snow, everyone who makes the trek has his or her own motivation. Along with her friend Marielle Dempster, KRCC's Kate Dunn made the journey during the cold and snowy weather we recently had in the Pikes Peak region. She brought back this audio postcard.
All right.
Here we go. At the bottom of the incline. Can't see the top. Not just because of the false summit, but because it is obscured by a cloud. Gonna get going here.
Good, how are you guys?
Good, how are you doing?
Cold.
Dylan Pfeiffer from here. I have an Under Armour long sleeve, another long sleeve, and my jacket. Went and got my fun hat. Make myself look like Santa Claus, I guess. Put on boots instead of shoes due to the fact it's icy and snowy. Just staying warm, some thermal socks. Just doing it to do it. So, feel pretty good. Today I know I'm just going to finish it. That's it. Not going for any time breaker.
I recognize you. So this is your second time up the incline. What's the most you've ever done in a day?
Whew. Let me catch my breath here and think just for a second. In a day, well, I hold the record along with three other friends of mine for 13 times up and down in a day. It took me a very long time. We all started, I think it was at 3 o'clock in the morning, if I recall right. Everybody else finished before dark, you know, in the evening, and I finished, you know, well into the evening. So I really don't know the time, how long it took me, but it took me a very long time.
Is this your last time up and down, or are you going to do it again?
I don't know. We'll just see how the next little while goes here.
I'm warming up, which is nice. Getting into it. I feel good. I feel fresh. And, I'm liking the brisk air. It's good.
Catherine Campbell, and I lived here for a long, long time now. It's warm up here. Because you're exercising. You're moving. Anyway, it's perfect out here.
Yeah. Despite the snow.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's easy in the snow. It is. It's really easy.
How often do you do it?
Frequently. Twice a week, at least. We're almost there. I had a friend that died and taught me how to do this. And she died. I gotta pause because makes me sad. And she died of ovarian cancer in May. And she taught me how to run down it. So every time I come up here, I think of her. That's what's good about the snow. You don't have to push yourself because you don't have anybody coming up behind you.
Is that the top?
That is the top. The real top.
That audio postcard was produced by KRCC's Kate Dunn. The Incline Daily record holder Greg Cummings was known for making the trek 601 times in a year. Climbing the incline in the winter can present its own set of challenges. Tim Bergston of Incline Friends suggests wearing layers, but cautions not to overdress. He also says it's important to wear additional traction when the incline is snowy or icy. For more tips and to see some photos of the incline in the snow, visit krcc.org. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.